bottom of the Chesed Aleph, the Gemara begins a new case of Amar Rabam Rav Nachman that Amalan is Kachli B'mana V'hiniach L'mashkon Aleha. So a representation is made to Mekanesh Nisha with the mana, only, right, say Mashkon is given at that particular time. That's where the Gemara tells us the Chiddush that Einam Mekudeshes, because mana ein kan, Mashkon ein kan. The Gemara raises the following difficulty that Rav asked Rav Nachman, but didn't we learn that Kiddush B'mashkon is Mekudeshes, and therefore the Kiddushin should be Chal? The Gemara says that no, that's referring to a case of a Mashkon de'acherin. That is not the Mashkon that the Baal is presenting initially, that is a Mashkon that the Baal has from another, and he is able to go and to give that to the Isha. How do we know that that should be sufficient? On that basis, the Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak that since Baal Chov Kone Mashkon, in such a case, a Mashkon de'acherin can be used for the purpose of Kiddushin. So Tosus raises the following issue. The top Tosus that Einam Mekudeshes, why is that true? Because an Ish is nicknamed the Kesef, and here the Kesef is Eino Be'en. And Tosus adds that Heich Yikne She'ein HaMashkon Tachas HaKesef. We don't view the Mashkon as somehow the representation of the Kesef itself. The Kesef, which is used for the purpose of Kedushin, was never given to the Isha, and therefore there's no basis to allow the Kedushin to take place. And Tosfos writes the Chiddush that b'chein matana, this would apply in cases of matana as well. If amar l'chavero etin l'chamana, a person just makes a promise that this is what I will give you, even if he gives a mashkon. So in such a case, lo kan ha mashkon, simply giving the mashkon would not go ahead and solidify the hischayvos. In other words, what is the Chiddush that you have of Tosus? That one cannot go ahead and create a hischayvos al yedei yitziras hamashkon. So therefore, if the mashkon is given to the isha, or the mashkon is given to the person who I want to bestow this gift, that hischayvos, right, will not kick in simply al yedei mesiras hamashkon. Is it possible to create the hischayvos? Of course. The person can be mechayiv himself. That cannot be done with dibur alone. However, that can be done with other methods of kinyan, sugim ksuvus and davkuf beis. That a person can do so al yedei shtar. You can have a shtar hischayvus, and as we discussed in earlier shiurim, you can have a hischayvus which is generated al yedei a kinyan chalipin. So if a kinyan chalipin would be made, of course you can have a hischayvus. That's what we do in a chosin stitch. Now a kinyan chalipin is made, and the chosin is mechayiv himself. How is that possible? Nothing is the end. The answer is, you can create a hischayvus. You can do so al yedei kesef, you can do so al yedei shtar, you can do so al yedei chalipin. You cannot do so al yedei mashkon. That's how Tosus understands the sugya. If that's the case, the Tosus is bothered by the sugya in Bava Metzia. Because the Mishnah tells us, and that Ayin Heim Abay is as follows. Let's assume, for example, I go ahead and I hire workers. And the Mishnah's example is Lahalos Pishtano Min HaMishra V'chol Davar Aved. I go ahead and I hire a worker to do something where timing is of the essence. These flax, the Pishtan is being steeped, right, in this liquid. And if it is not removed at the appropriate time, right, the flax will be ruined. I went ahead and I hired workers to do that. And all of a sudden, V'chozru Bahem, all of a sudden these workers retract. And it's referring to a case the Mishnah tells us that Ein Sham Adam. It's not that simply I can go ahead and hire someone else. There's no one else who can perform this particular craft. So the Mishnah tells us there's some liability that these Paulim bear. And therefore, Socher Aleihem, the Mishnah says, I can go ahead and hire other workers at their expense, O Mat'an, or I can even trick them. I can engage in a legal ploy in order to see to it that they go ahead and perform, right, this activity. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara writes in Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph the following, that Ad Kama Socher Aleihem. When the Mishnah tells us that one can go ahead and hire workers at the expense of those initial workers, what exactly does that mean? So Rav Nachman says the following, Ad Kedei Scharam. What does that mean? That is the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz. Rashi writes the following, Ad Kedei Scharam means, Benim Aso Etzlo Mikzas Malacha. Let's assume that some malacha they already did. So they did $1,000 worth of malacha. So I can go ahead and use that $1,000 toward hiring other workers. And Rabbeinu Peretz explains that no, Ad Kedei Scharam means that I can hire workers and charge them for the full price that I was going to pay them. If I was going to pay them $2,000 for the entire job, so therefore I can go ahead and use those $2,000 to hire workers. In other words, if $2,000 is the going rate, because it's a davar avid, I can hire workers for $4,000, charging those initial workers the amount that they agreed to receive in order to perform that particular activity. So that's what Rav Nachman says, that ad kadei schar with the machlokas rishon. The Gemara raises the following kasha: is that the cap, ad kadei scharan? According to Rashi, it's limited to the schar that they are entitled to because of the work that they did, or according to Ben Peretz, the schar that they would have been entitled to had they performed the entire malacha. Is that everything? Rava raises against Rav Zera the following: that we learned that ad arvayim v'chamishim zuz, much higher. 40 zuz, 50 zuz, that's much more than kadei schara. One can pay the new workers whatever it takes to get them to the job, and that will be the responsibility of the initial workers if they backed out inappropriately, and it was a davar avei. So the Gemara answers the following, of Nachman: no, that Braisa was talking about an exceptional case. That was talking about Shebaasa Chavila Liyada. That's talking about a case, literally, that the workers brought the chavila, the bundle, to the Baal HaBayis. What does that mean? That the workers were intending to work. And therefore, before they started the job, they brought all of their tools to the site of the work, to the Baal HaBayis, and they left their tools there. So I have a right to go ahead and utilize their tools in order to go ahead and to serve as a compensation for hiring these new workers. So Rashi points out, what does that mean? Shebasa chavila liyada. Rashi just simply explains pashup shad megemara that derech haumanim the kavnei malacha maybe in kli umnus lebeis balabayis. That's the normal thing. When a person agrees to do a job, they will drop off the supplies, they'll drop off their tools before they start. That's what the gemara is. So therefore, there's one cap which is ad kadei schar, whatever that means, the machlokas Rashi min haperetz. And if they will deposit their tool, that can be used as well. So Tosfos in our Gemara, again, is bothered. What exactly does that mean? That the tools can be used, they're klei umnos, in order to go ahead and to hire new workers. Tosfos assumes, isn't that a mashka? No. When they deposited their tools, what was the purpose of that? No, it was a form of kinyan, it was a formal hakna. They were being makna the tools to the Baal HaBayis. Tosfos says the most it would be is a case of a mashkam, that can be used as a form of a collateral that the job should be done. Well, why don't we assume mana einkan, mashka einkan? That's Tosfos' kasha. Well, obviously the tools were not given, right, to serve as a payment. And here we learn that money income, mashkan income, that even if there is a commitment to go ahead and to provide funds or to provide a service, if I will go ahead and give you a mashkan, we don't view the embodiment tosis of the mashkan as representing the hischaivos, and therefore, how in fact would that work? So Tosis answers with two terutz, and the first terutz of Tosis is the following. That in that particular case, where we say that money yeshkan, we don't assume that mashkan enkan. We assume that that is considered to be legitimate. Tosfos writes the following: chiddush v'yesh lomar dehasam garmu lo hefsek. That's the first teretz of our Tosfos. That's different because here there's a loss. In our case, in the Gemara, there's no loss. A person is making a representation, marry me with this, and he doesn't give this, he gives that. So that's money enkan, mashkan enkan. The same thing as with Tosfos is when it comes to matana. I promise you a matan and I give you something else, money in kan, mashkan in kan, in such a case, that does not clinch his chayvus. Here there is a hefsin, then and only then do we assume that the kalim can be used. How do you understand that teretzatosis? Now, dahasam garmlo hefsin, and in such a case, then we assume that yes, that mashkan yeshkan. Why should that be? If after all that one cannot create his chayvus al yedei misiras hamashka, why should it make a difference as to whether is a hefsid or whether there is not? So perhaps one could understand Tosfos in a very different way. Technically speaking, of course we assume that money in kan, mashkan in kan, that the misiras hamashka will not result in any form of his chayvus whatsoever. Why then is it different in a case of a hefsid? So perhaps one could understand that sukya very differently. We learned earlier the Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. That is where Rabbi Yeshua tells us in the Braisa of the following Chiddush, that Arba Dvarim, That there are certain cases where it is true, there is no chiyu bidei adam, but there is a chiyu bidine shamayim. And the Gemara lists those cases of Rabbi Yeshua. One example would be haporet geder b'fnei behemas chaveiro. Right? What happens? I just reach the fence. I open the gate. Your animal ran out. It did damage. So in such a case, that which I did, as Rashi explains, was only a grumma. Right? I am not going to be chayev for doing so. Or a case of kofet kamaso shel chaveiro. Right? I go ahead and I cause, right, your tefuah to bend over in such a case that the fire will reach it, whereas up until now that would not have happened. Or a person is sochra ede sheker. Or the fourth case of the Gemara is yodei edus lechavero ve'eno meidlo. And I have a chiyuv hagada, but I do not go to Bezdin and do so, and as a result you will incur a loss. What is the common link, as Rashi points out in all these instances? You can't label that as a maisa hezek bekum ve'ezei. Right, I actively damaged you by sitting back and failing to testify, but I did cause you a hefsid mamon b'shev al taseh. There was a hefsid mamon b'shev al taseh. So what is the halacha in such a case? So that's where the Gemara writes that, look, you're potter b'dinei adam, but you're chayiv b'dinei shamayim. Maybe that's the case here as well. There was a case of a hischayvus. Certainly one cannot call that a mazik bekum vezei, but my failure to go ahead and to provide the work is no worse than yodei edus lechaveiro ve'eino meidlo, that through my, right, shev al taseh, my inaction, so I have caused you a loss. That's even a greater case. And there's considered to be a hischayvus of schiras tolin, even without a hischayvus, if the Torah says, right, that one should testify, so therefore that already is a case where we assume there is a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim. How does that help? So if that's true, perhaps, again, this is a kiddush we discussed in the past, what does it mean that there's a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim? So it means just religiously that that was inappropriate? Or does it mean something which is more tangible? So you know from the sugya above mentioned, Dav Tzani Aleph, no, the chiddush of Rava, Esna Nasr Torah, Afilu Ba'al Imam. In cases of Kimnei Rabinei, Rava tells us a great chiddush, and that is the following, that even though it's true that there is no Gvias Bezdin, there is no Chiyu B'dinei Adam, nonetheless, when the person will deliver the Dmei Znus, that is not called Dmei Matana, that is called Dmei Esna, that is called Dmei Znus, even though Bezdin will not be gove that Chiyu Tashlum in any shape or form. Why is that true? So he pointed out Rashi, and that's the Gibbah, Metziah Tzari Aleph, that writes to Chiddushim. Chiddush number one is, you see the following, that even though from the perspective of Bezdin will apply the principle of Kimnei D'Rabinei, but still there's a Chiyuv, let's say Sidei Shamayim, to make Tashlumin. That's Rashi's Chiddush. Kimnei D'Rabinei does not mean that there's no Chiyuv whatsoever, there's no Gdias Bezdin, but in principle, of course, the chiyuv exists, lasei sinei shamayim. That's Kiddush number one of Rashi. That may not apply in all cases. Tosfos writes the Kiddush in Ksuvos Daf Lamed Gimel, that only applies in cases where it's a chiyuv mamon as opposed to a chiyuv knas. Tosfos writes the Kiddush that if you have a case of kimnei rabbi that involves misa and knas, let's assume, for example, it's a case of onus and mabatin. The Torah says there's a chiyuv knas. But let's assume that the person involved was one of the arayos. No? Similar test on Zona. And is there erva with the chiyuv tashlumin? So Tosfos writes in Ksuvos Lamed Gimel Beis, an important chiddush in Tosfos, that when do you assume that that's true? That if you have an is there erva with the chiyuv mamon, that still there's a chiyuv, let's say, today shamayim, that's only when it's misa and mamon, as opposed to onas and mefata, where it's misa and knas. What is the lumpness of that Tosfos? Pasha Pshat is the following. Because when you deal with Misa and Mamon, the Chiyuv Mamon is a pre-existing Chiyuv. A Chiyuv Mamon exists even without a Psat Halacha Bezdin. Pasha Pshat, the Chiddush of Tosfos, is that when it comes to a Chiyuv Knas, that's not true. A Chiyuv Knas is generated, is created through the Psat Din of Bezdin. So if there is no Psat Din of Bezdin, that you will be Chayiv, because Kimnei D'Rabinei, Bezdin is not going to address the Knas issue, so without, right, a Psakdin of Bezdin, the Chiyuv Knas does not exist, and therefore you certainly wouldn't assume that there's a Chiyuv, what's the Shamayim, who gives this fancy biur? This is Rabbi Kivaker, the Gilyan HaShas, and Makos and Dab, Hey Amar Aleph. Rabbi Kivega writes, when it comes to a chiyuv mamon, the chiyuv exists regardless of whether Beis Din will enforce that chiyuv. Let's just say I lend you $5 and you don't pay. It's not worth it for me to spend hours going to Beis Din for the $5. Well, of course, you owe me that money. Rabbi Kivega writes, that's not true when it comes to a chiyuv knas. If there is a chiyuv knas, and for whatever reason there's no psak halach of Beis Din, there is no pre-existing chiyuv of knas. In other words, the psak in a Beis Din creates the chiyuv. It's not simply that, that is a form of gviya. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kivega writes. If you look at the Kovach Yurim and Chelek Beis, Rabbi Chanan has a lengthy piece disagreeing with Rabbi Kivega with interesting writings. Whether that is true, whether a chiyuv knas is pre-existing like mama, or whether it's created al yidei Beis Din. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kivega writes. See, the kasha Rabbi Chanan raises is, isn't there a concept of tfisas knas? Can't that be tofes? And you can only be tofes if there is a chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, how does tfisa work? Because that's the second point of that Rashi in Baba Metzi and Daf Tzaniyam. No? That since we have es v'nasa Torah filo ba'olimo, and in principle there is a chiyuv, it's just that Beis Din Kimleit Rabine, once you acknowledge that there is a chiyuv, let's say Sidei Shamayim, so therefore tfisa would work. Tfisa works. That's the dual chiddush of Rashi. Chiddush number one, Kimleit Rabine is a chiyuv b'dinei Shamayim. Chiddush number two, that's meaningful, that it expresses itself, if tafas lo mafkin amino. Perhaps one can apply this then a step further. Now, just putting the pieces together, that if indeed this is the case, when there's a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim, tfisa would work. And the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Nun Hei tells us that grama b'nizakin, there is a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim, even if it is absolutely b'shev al taseh, because there was an expectation. The Torah said you should give edus, and therefore if you don't, there's a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim. So maybe one could argue the following chiddush as well. If there was a relationship of Schiras Polim, I created the Shibur, and I failed to do so, and as a result, Goram Lo Hefsid, there's a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim. And what does it mean that there's a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim? Tfisa would work. Perhaps that's the Chiddush of Tosus. That if the worker deposits his wares, so the balabais can seize those tools and utilize them for the purpose of hiring workers. How can that be? Money in kan, mashkin in kan? There's no hischaibus al yidei mashkan? Tosa says, no, this is an exceptional case. To have some garmelo hefsit. So what exactly does that mean? If garmelo hefsit, then mashkon is koner. Mashkon can support the Hischaivos if Gorm Lo Hefsid, but otherwise it cannot. Perhaps the Tosus means the following, since it's Gorm Lo Hefsid, this is not Betoras Mashkon. Right, perhaps this is a Chiyuv Lotzei Zidei Shamayim of Hezek B'Shev Altase, in which case the possibility that Tfisa would work. The following Ha'ara, however, right, this you know from the Ktos and Simen Chavches, the Ktos quotes, we discussed this earlier, the Tshuvas HaRivash, that Shuvah is Shin Sadi Beis, where the Rivash writes the following. That context, that Sugya Bava Kamadav Nun Hei Amad Beis. Arba Dvarim, Chayi B'dinei Shamayim, the Rivash is explicit, Tfisa does not work. Tafas Mafkina Minei, Tfisa does not work. If you have Hezek B'Shev Al Tasa Ayyidei Grama, there's no Gzeres Shava. You can't equate Yidei Shamayim in every case. Rivash writes that Tfisa does not work. So the Mishnah Melech is already Ma'orer. The Mishnah Melech is in Hilchos Malveh Volove. Perachav Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Dimra Maskel Vihinei. That seems to be against Rashi. Because Rashi, Baba Metzi, assumes that there's a Chiyuv Latzei Zei Shamayim, Tfisa works. And here the Gemara says there's a chiyuv latzei zidei shamayim, and the Rivash writes tfisa does not work. So apparently this is the machlokas Rashi and the Rivash, whether tfisa works in these cases. That's the Mishnah Melech. However, the Ktzos quotes the Marshal, the Yamshel Shlomo, Bavakama Perek Vav, that's Hakones, that's that Sugya Bavakama Nun Hema Beis, and Simen Vav, where the Marshal writes, there's no Machlokes. There's no Gzera Shavim. You cannot equate every case of, let's say, Sidei Shamayim. In some cases, we can envision that Tfisa would work. In other cases, Tfisa would not work. Even Rashi does not mean to say, the Marshal writes, that Tfisa works in all cases of Latsa Sidei Shamayim. Rashi says it works when it comes to a case of Kimlei B'Derabimine. And that, the Marshal writes, is the following. In Kimlei D'Rabimine, there is an absolute chiyuv on both counts. There's a chiyuv Misa, and there's a chiyuv Mamon. Kimlei D'Rabimine tells us the following. The lashon of the Marshal is lo katlinan betrei k'tala. You can't kill a person twice, and therefore avdinan hachumra. And therefore, you kill him once, you're not going to kill him twice. And therefore, if a person has a dual onesh, so therefore we impose the onesh hachamur. So Hilka, the Marshal writes, hecha delo avdinan hachumra, when that's not done, where you're not going to impose onesh hachamur. Let's assume it's b'shogei, where there is no chiyuv misa, or let's assume it's b'li hasra, or let's assume b'zman hazeh, the Marshal writes. So then, you can be gove the onesh hakao, and therefore tafas l'mafkinamina. In principle, the person should be chayim twice, but since abdinan hakumra, in such a case, then that will be poter, the onesh hakao. But if lo abdinan hakumra, that would not be the case. See, the Marshal adds the following chiddush, that when Rashi writes that in a case of Kimlei D'Rabimine, there's tfisa because there's a chiyuv latzis nei shamayim, according to the Marshal, what is Rashi referring to? Only a case where the onesh for the avera hachamura was not carried out. If, however, you have a case of Kimlei D'Rabimine where the onesh was imposed. Let's say a guy was mechal on Shabbos, and by doing so he ripped your shirt, and he's killed for the chil of Shabbos. Then Rashi would assume that there is no chiyuv latzis sidei shamayim, a payment of the demei hezek, and their tfisa certainly would not work. That's a chiddush of the Marshal even within Kimlei D'Rabimine. When do we assume that there's a chiyuv latzis sidei shamayim that tfisa works? That's only if lo avdinan hachumra. But if the onesh hachamur was imposed, absolutely not. That's the deal that Rabbi Chanan deals with. That's found in the Kovet Shiurim Ksuvis and Os Tzadi Gimel. That even within the details of Kimlei D'Rabimine, there's a difference between whether it was shogeg or whether it's a case where the avera hachamura was imposed. Only in the former case you assume tfisa, not in the latter case. In the latter case we assume yesh b'slam asayimana. If the person is killed, so that will exempt the chiyuv tashlumin. You can't argue it's going to exempt the chiyuv tashlumin legamrei if the onesh hachamur was not carried out. Okay, that's one chiddush of the Marshal. Then the Marshal continues with the following: Masha ein kein grava min yizakin. In grava min yizakin, it is not there. There was an avera that should have warranted a particular onesh, but somehow that was exempted. You never got to that point. There was no chiyuv min hadin. There was no chiyuv tashlumin. The ma'isa avera was not significant enough in order to generate a chiyuv mamon. It was only grama. That's very different from a case where the hiskaivus existed, but it was exempted through Kimlei D'Rabimine. And therefore, the Marshal writes, there's no stira between Rashi and the Ribosh. If there never was a chiyuv in such a case, then how can you say tfisa works? If there was a chiyuv, but somehow the chiyuv was exempted, then you can understand there could be a difference between avdina and avo, avdina and hachumra. In other words, in those cases, the Baba Kama Daf Menahem Beis, tfisa certainly would not work. If one accepts this teretz of the Marshal, that no one would argue that tfisa would work in a case of grama nizakin, you can't interpret Tosfos this way. But if you assume, for example, as the Mishnah Malach, that no, that we do not resolve Rashi in the Rivash. Rashi's Shita, the Tfisa, works, is true, not only in Kimnei Rabine, but when it comes to Shar Chiyuvim, let's say Sidei Shamayim. So in such a case, then one could explain Tosus in that fashion. Tosus does not mean to say that here Mashkon is Kone. No. Mashkon is Eino Kone Hi Yischaivus. But it's no different from the case of Tfisa. When you even go through that sugya of Ayin Ches, right, you raise the following issue. This is a, take a look at Shofar. Whether Kli Umnas is just an example, or whether that's it. When the Gemara suggests that a person can be Tofes, the tools, the Kli Umnas of the Uman Shechozer Bo, is it limited to that? Or is that just a convenient Tfisa? That's already in my yard, it's already in my home, so I could take that. But you know what? Maybe I have principle, I could take something else as well. No? If it means that no, it's a form of Balabai's Kona Mashkon, so in such a case, then it would only apply to the tools that were given as a form of a Mashkon. If you argue this is a broader halacha, the Tfisa works for Gamini Zakin, so when the Gemara mentions that you can be Tofes connected to the claim halacha, that's because the claim halacha already Bershusa Balabai's. But in principle, the Tfisa could extend even to other cases as well. This kasha that Tosos raises, how it is that you resolve our Gemara with that sugyan, but Metzian Daf Ayin Tes, is obviously dealt with by the other Rishonim as well. If you look at the Ran, right, at our sugyan, Daf Dalman Beis and Daf Yerif, Dibramas Chalmana, and you look in the Ritva, in our sugya as well as the Ritva of Metzian Daf Ayin Ches, they quote the following Chiddush of the Ravid. The Ravid writes the following. What is the role of a mashkon? When do we assume that the mashkon can embody hischaivus, create the hischaivus? So the Ravid writes the following Chiddush. That no, sometimes it's true that a mashkon can embody a hischaivus. But that is only kishekodam lo chiyuv mamon. The Lashon HaRaita that the Ritva quotes, ein mashkon chal umishtabe, ela kishekodam lo chiyuv mamon. Mashkon cannot create the hischaivus. But if there already was a prior hischaivus, there was a hischaivus. So that hischaivus can be manifest through a mesiras hamashkon. So therefore, in a case, for example, where a lover borrows money, there is already a chiyuv tashlumin, just simply b'torah talvah. What is the person there of a mashkon? Mashkon there is not creating the hischaivus. What, without a mashkon there's no chiyuv? There's no hischaivus? Of course there's hischaivus. Priyasacho. So if, for example, one would borrow money from another, kfar nischaiv halover. Or else, if kfar nischaiv lo bekinyan harayim. Let's assume I'm a chayiv myself. And I make a proper kinyan. I make a kinyan chalipin. Chalipin, of course, can work to create his chayivos. And then there is a mesiras hamashkon. That's meaningful. That mesiras hamashkon embodies the chol. The chiddush of our Gemara is you cannot create the his chayivos al yidei mashkon. A person says, I obligate myself. It doesn't help. Rav Rishon HaMasim, you need a ma'aseh kinyan. The method of hischaivus is shtar, is chalipin. It is not mashkon. But if the proper darkei hakinyan were already employed, and the hischaivus exists, you can transfer the hischaivus on your day, mesiras hamashkon. For example, a mashkon de'acherim. That would work for the purpose of Kedusha. So therefore, the Ravid writes the following. In our sugya, was there a prior hischaivus? No. A man says to a woman, Hiskad Shili Bamama, I want you to marry me with this mana. All that is Amira Ba'alma. There was no Hiskaibus as of yet. He just said, Hiskad Shili Mana. He gives her a mashkon in order to create the Hiskaibus. So that's the Chiddush of our Gemara. Mana ain't come, mashkon ain't come. Mashkon cannot create a chiyuv. And that Gemara of Ayin Ches, that's not true. Is there a hiskaivus of these calling to go ahead and to perform this activity, this labor? Of course. There already is a hiskaivus betoras skiras falling. Bishash sirus. There was already a pre-existing chiyuv, that's not the question. Chazruba. So that's the Chiddush. Here, if the utensils are given to the balabayim, simul assume poshupshat, betoras mashkon, not betoras tvisa, betoras mashkon. That is a mashkon where there was a prior hiskaibus. They didn't have to give the tools to create this shibud. The Torah recognizes a shibud of skiras falling. Then we assume that a mashkon is meaningful. A mashkon can be chal or mishabed as long as kodem lo chiyuv mamon. That's the chiddush of the Ravid Shita. The Ravid agrees with Tosos that a mashkon cannot be used to create the hiskaibus. But as long as that is not what is being done, it is securing the hiskaibus that already existed. In such a case, then we assume that yes, a baal chov kon a mashkon. That's the case of kedushin. Right? If it's mashkon d'acherim, that's the case of skiras falim. That's the chiddush of the Ravid Shita. So the Ravid does agree, right, in the sense that yesh miayin, mashkon will not create. But if there was a prior shibud, mashkon is fine. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has a third shita. The Ramban again is found right here in the Ran as Abdal Mabez and Dafi Harit. And the Ramban is discussed there as well in the Ritzvah, the Ritzvah Kedushin, and the Ritzvah Bav Metzia, the Fayin Ches. If I say, Kini Mashkon Zeh B'Shimud Mana, go ahead and take this Mashkon in order to secure, right, the Hiskaibus and the Hiskachibal and use this for the purpose of Kedushin, no good. Inimu Kedushin. Mana ain't kan, mashkon ain't kan. Why not? Well, the Tosfos assumes, the Ravid assumes, because there's no hiskaibus. You can't create a hiskaibus by the mesiras hamashkon. That's not what the Ramban writes. Ramban writes the following: Nehi dekanya le mashkon lahi shibuda. Despite the fact that you can create a hiskaibus al yedei mashkon, there is a hiskaibus. If I go ahead and I say, I obligate myself to give you a matana, and I give you a mashkon, I am obligated to give you that matana, just as if I made a kinyan chalipin, or just as if I redacted this in a shtar. You can create a yischaivus on mitzvah a mashkon. But you can't use it for kedushin. That mana inkan, mashkon inkan. What are you using for the kesef of kedushin? Good, you created a hiskaivus. Can you marry a woman with the hiskaivus? You can marry a woman with a mana, but the mana is inkan. Why? Akati agid gabe. Where is this mana? The chasson is still holding on to the mana. The kesef of kedushin is agid gabe habal. He's still holding on to that. That can't be the zemei kedushin. That's not the kesef of kedushin. And the mashkon, the Ramban writes, the mashkon is not given to the isha as a matana gemura. The mashkon is ultimately going to revert back. That's mana inkan, mashkon inkan. Despite the fact that you can create the hiskaivus al yedei mesiras hamashkon, it cannot be used for a kinyan kedushin. That's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. Why? Because there's a new problem. That problem is called Agid Gabay. The mana is Agid Gabay. That's still Brishus Abal. It's still linked. It's still connected to him. Hamashkan lo kansa. She was not fully kona the mashkan. That guf hamashkan lo hiknama. He didn't give her the mashkan. In such a case, that's the chiddush the Ramban. So critical machlokes between Tosus and the Ravid on the one hand, even though they disagree, but on the one hand, as opposed to the Ramban, can you create a hischayvus al yedei mesiras hamashkan? Tosus and the Ravid assume no. So obviously it can't be good for kedushin. There's no hischayvus whatsoever. The Ramban assumes, of course, yes, but the maos are not the end that this can be used for kesef kedushin. What about that case then? Bava Metzia Rabbi Ches Shabasa Chavila Biyada. So how does that work? Why is it that you have a right to that? Right? One possibility was Tfisa. Another possibility was the Ravid, that as long as there was a prior Chol, you are Konan. What's the third possibility? The rabbi writes the following. That was not a mashkel. When the workers deposited their tools with the balabais, the Lashon HaRitva is that Hacha lav b'toras mashkel. Who says that's a mashkel at all? Ela shehiknalo gufo shel chavila me'achshav im yachsru bahem. That was much more than that. No, that was a mamish ekinyan. The Balabais wants some assurance. How do I know you're going to show up to work? Right? I am matne to you these items if im yachsir b'hem, if it's a davara of it. That's the chiddush. The ritva deals with the prama of asmachta. That ritva, the fine test, one line. Oh, isn't that an asmachta? No. The Ritva answers that no, anything which is biyada was not called an asmachta. If I say, if it rains, I'll give you $1 million, okay, that's an asmachta. But if I make a condition that's biyadi, that's serious. When I say, if I don't show up, you can keep my kliyumnus, that's a meaningful statement. So Ritva claims that's not considered to be an asmachta, a kinyan al tnai, where there's an unda nemucha that it will not be bali de kiyum al tnai. And then the Ritva says a further chiddush. This was not said. I just dumped my tools in the Balabayas' yard. Right? Where was their hakna al menash lo yaksrobo? So the Ritva just adds va'apal pishal lo pirish kamisha pirish dami. That's old enough. That's derech hamochrin. If those are the terms of the deal, this is how people normally do business. So you don't have to stipulate every condition. No, that's comparable to Dvaram Shibli Bovalev Kalada. If that is the normal Minhag HaMedina, that the poet will drop off his tools, and the assumption was that they will be used in lieu of payment if the worker is negligent, in such a case, that's considered to be sufficient. That's the Chiddush Ritva writes. And then the Ritva concludes, V'chein Das Rabbeinu HaRamban. That's the Ramban. Oh, very nice. That's the Ramban. No? Because again, the Ramban assumes that even if Mashkan can be used to create a Hischayvus, of course it can be used to create a Hischayvus, that's true. But lo kana gufsho shel Mashkan, that's money income, Mashkan income. Here we're saying more than that. Here we're saying that the Balabais, not that he can hold the tools as a Mashkan. Here we're saying he can utilize the tools as payment for the new Napoleon. How does that work? All the Ramban said is that Mashkin can create a Hischayvus. But if it's a Dain Ogib Gavei, it's not considered to be a Dover Shebe'en. So that's what the Ritva writes, that this is how the Ramban explains the Gemara. That was not a Mashkin. That was Mamish a Kinyan, a full Kinyan al Tnai. This is yours to utilize for any loss you'll incur as a result of my negligence. That's considered to be, right? It's a Kinyan, not just a Mashkon. That Rabban l'shita say of how the Rabban understands our sunya. So fundamental machlokes as to whether it is possible to create his chayvus ayre mashkon. Rabban writes, yes, but that doesn't mean you can create kedushin. You can't marry with his chayvus. Maybe one could suggest, according to the Ravid, that no. What's the problem in our Gemara of Manin Kan Mashkan In Kan? That Mashkan cannot be used to create Yischaivus. But if it could be used to create Yischaivus, maybe one could argue great Kiddush, that would be good for Kiddushin. This is what we learned earlier in Daf Yemar Aleph, no? Where the Mashmos of Rashi, the Rashba question there, the Mashmos of Rashi is that one could use a Shtar Yischaivus for the purpose of Kedushin. Shtar Yischaivus, the Gemara of Hamanav put in Xeris Akosta, that doesn't work when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh. But when it comes to Kedushin, it's good. The Rashba writes, wait a second, how is it possible to marry using a Shtar Yischaivus? So at that point, we refer to this Sugya. Maybe Manein Kan Mashkin simply means that Aydei Mashkan, there is no Yischaivus. But if you were to have an appropriate Yischaivus, maybe that's tangible. Maybe that's worth something. And therefore the possibility that can be used for Kesef Kedushin. That was the Rashi and the Afei and the Rashba. The Gemara says the following. Now this issue, to what extent the Mashkan can be used, ooh, that depends. That depends. That will depend on whether it's mashkon d'day, whether it's a mashkon d'acherim. But even if it's a mashkon d'acherim, so what right do I have to that mashkon? So the Gemara invokes Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says the following: Bal chov kone mashkon. To some extent, we'll have to see what this means. That a bal chov is kone mashkon. Let's assume a case again of regular halva. So again, the mashkon is not creating. As the Ravid said, there was a pre-existing shibud. The mashkon is securing, right, that halva, securing that halva. So in such a case, the chiddush Rav Yitzchak bal chov kone mashkon, mashkon d'acherim. Rashi even writes a chiddush. This little small Rashi, no, mashkon d'acherim. What does that mean? Shehaya biyado, that I have a mashkon, right, from someone else, from this love. Now the kid shawat, and I want to be mekadesh nisha with what? With what? With a mashkon. What do you mean with a mashkon? The mashkon is going to revert back. No. How is that good for kesef kedushin? That's not what Rashi writes. No. Rashi writes here an important word. No. The kidsha, b'chov. That's a beautiful chiddush. Kidsha b'chov. If you assume b'chov kona mashkon, so what does that mean? That the mashkon is the physical embodiment of the halva. Halva is intangible, no? It's a yischaivus. It's not a davar shebe'en. A shibud yischaivus. That's true if you're just talking about a halva. But if you're speaking about a mashkon, so therefore the mashkon is the embodiment, the mashkon is the representation, right, of the chov, right? And in such a case, you can transfer a chov al yedei mesiras hamashkon. That's the chiddush. I'm not marrying this woman with a mashkon, but the mesiras hamashkon means that now the chov is transferred to the isha. That's worth something. That can be used for the purpose of kedushin. Rashi understands you're not being makna, you're not being mekadesher with a mashkon. But rather, al yedei mesiras hamashkon, kid shevachov sheish lalam. That's an important Rashi, no? That's the Chiddush. The Yonis Elim, take a look at Simen Yud Aleph. Right, that's a beautiful piece. Be'inyan mashkon Rav Yitzchak. Right, and here, that he quotes Rav Chaim. A har within Rashi, and we'll see this is another Rashi that Shitase. What exactly does this mean? So he quotes Reb Chaim's language. This year was in Yiddish, no? It says, in der mashkon lik der chov. That's the quote of Reb Chaim. In the mashkon, Right? That is the embodiment of the chol. The mashkon is the chol. And inherent in the mashkon is the chol itself. It's not just a promissory note. That is the physical representation. And therefore, you can transfer the shibud al yedei mesiras hamashkon. The chiddush of bal chol kon hamashkon. The Nesivos points out the following chiddush. What exactly does it mean, bal chol kon hamashkon? What exactly does that mean? We'll have to see in many of the naftaminas. Tosfos runs you through these sugyas, no? What does it mean to say bal chol kon hamashkon? When does it help? When does it not help? Right, take a look. Right, for tomorrow, she will go through the Marmakomos and Tosfos. No, what about Bal Yoram Bayamat say? What about Shmita in a Mishametes? The Nesivos and Simet Ayin Beis writes the following. What does it mean to say bal chol kon hamashkon? The Nesivos emphasizes two additional aspects. And what is our sugya? That if bal chol kon hamashkon, it means one can create and transfer his chayvus al yedei mesiras hamashkon. So therefore, as Rashi writes, I can be mekadesh an isha with mashkon. If it's a mashkon d'acherim and bal chol kon hamashkon, so therefore I can create the hischayvus al yedei mesiras hamashkon, even if in general that's not true. A further nafkamina, the sugi in Psachim and daf lamad mabeis lamad aleph mamad aleph. That sugi we've dealt with several times. No, that's the issue of bal chol l'mafreya who go there, or mikan l'haba who go there. And that's what you've seen repeated, you know? That's the Rashi about Hektish, Berakabayis, Kedushas Aguf. That's again. No, Laman of a Beis. What exactly does that mean? I lend you money. I have a shibud. You default. I collect. That is mine as of when? As of when? Mikan l'haba or l'mafreya? Do we argue that, what do you mean? I had a shibud from the Shas Halva. Yeah, obviously it didn't come to fruition because you're allowed to utilize that and hopefully you'll pay me. But if you don't pay, and I am gova, is that the only mikan l'haba? Is that considered to be that which is l'mafrei? L'may nafkamina? Let's assume, for example, hikdish o machar hamalda. That's machlokas, the bayin rabba. I have a shibud nechasim, let's say on this karka of yours, and I'm makdish the karka. Lo and behold, you don't pay me back. Is that hektish chal or is it nechal? Do we assume that it turns out the mafreya that was mine, misha salva, and therefore I was makdish that which is shali and b'shusi? Or do we assume that's not true? So Abayi says the mafreya will go over. And Rabba says, no, not true. Mi kam l'haba hogove. You are entitled now. Now, you're makdish, and obviously it's hektish. But if you were makdish a month ago, at that point in time, there was no entitlement. And therefore, the hektish is not how. Again, that's where the Rashi discusses. Kedush Adam, Berakabayis, when yes, makimini shibud, and so on. So Nesivos writes the following hard. Bamed Varma Murim, that Rava argues that Balchov Mikan Lahabo Gove, and therefore if Hiktish Umachar Hamalve, the Hektish is not Chal, the Mechir is not Chal, that is only if there was no Mashkon. But if there was a Mashkon, then even Rava will admit, L'mafreyehu Gove. Bal chol kon hamashkon means that there is a kinyan b'shata, and therefore, even Rava would admit that if I am makdish, that is considered to be chal. That's the chiddush that Nesivos writes. In addition to the many details the Gemara has, the yisod of this chiddush of Yitzchak, the bal chol kon hamashkon, right, is relevant for our sugya, creating or transferring his chayvus, and also relevant to the issue of balchov mafrehu gofe, where the whole machlokus is regarding stam halva. But if there is a mashkon, the mashkon is the embodiment of the halva, it's considered to be as though it was gavui b'shas halva. If it turns out the payment was not made, and therefore I'm entitled to this mashkon. That's the chiddush that the Nesiva suggests. Now the following. This is l'shitasei of the Yonazim. Bal chov kona mashkon. As of when? And this is the stira that you find in the Gemara. One could envision two different possibilities, no? Whenever you deal with the halvani, with a mashkon, one could imagine that there is a mashkon b'shas halva, and then one can imagine that there would be a mashkon shlo b'shas halva, which means b'shas pira'on. Shlo b'shas halva doesn't mean shlo b'shas halva. It means b'shas pira'on. No? When was this mashkon given? At the time of the Yischaivos? Or no? The loan is called, you have to pay me. I turn to Lova and say, pay, and Lova says, I don't have anything whatsoever, take this. That's a mashkon which is the Shas Piraon. When Rabbi Yitzchok said, Balchov Kona Mashkon, what did he mean? Obviously, it would be much greater Kiddush to assume that this halacha applies to Shas Halva. B'shas halva, the purpose of the mashkon was not to serve as gvir. The purpose of the mashkon was to secure. B'shas piron, one could argue, certainly that is not true. B'shas piron, in such a case, maybe one could argue that's when we should assume balchov kona mashkon, because this is being given in lieu of payment. So it's a much greater chiddush to assume that Rabbi Yitzchak's statement has some meaning, b'shas halva, than it does b'shas hapiraon. So the problem is the following. What's happening in our day? This is b'shas piraon? No, this is not b'shas piraon. Pashup shanar gemara, no. What happens? Hiskashti manih niyach la'mashkan. This is a mashkon at the time of the Yischaivos, no? And isn't the Iker Hadin of Rabbi Yitzchak, as Tosus points out immediately, Alpha the Rabbi Yitzchak Arab Mashkon, Shalom B'Shah Salva. Shalom B'Shah Salva. Now in Tosus quotes, take a look at the Sugiyas. Take a look at that Sugiyas. Get that from the Zion, from Messiah Pei Aleph, also Shavuos Pei Dalet. In this other place, in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Aleph. What was Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha? Right, here you find three different shitas. You find the extreme shitas, and then you find the pshara, right, of this Tosfos. This is what the Shach writes in Siman Ayin Beis, right? Balchov Kona Mashkon, 3 days in Rishonim. One possibility, we'll have to go through the Makaros tomorrow, is the Shita of the Ra'avan. That Enochinami, Balfov Kona Mashkin is only B'Shas Gvim. We'll have to see what to do with the Gemara's that don't see Timashman that way. The other extreme is the Ramban of the Mochamos, and that's Sugi and Shavuos and Daf Mem Daled. Balfov Kona Mashkin is Afilu B'Shas Alva. Afilu B'Shas Alva. In our Tosus has a very fancy pshara. Tosus writes the following chiddush, that if it's b'shas piraon, then it is considered to be a kinyan gamur. If it is b'shas halva, then olim shibudei. A mashkon can have two different functions. If it's b'shas piraon, then it's a kinyan gamur, kanu gamre. If, however, it was b'shas halva, then olim shibud, it strengthens the shibud. We'll have to see the main afkamina. Kinyan gamur, understand, the main afkamina of olim shibud. Tosfos writes a very great Kiddush. Tosfos here writes, "Mekadesh lo isha, liknos bo avadim." Great Kiddush. Despite the fact that there's no kinyan gamor, but that is sufficient to allow that chafetz to be used for the purpose of kinyanim, for the purpose of kedushin, even though it is not that which is fully yours. We'll have to discuss this kiddush. Then the next kiddush, right? The Tos Duran Kaminayin. Balchov Konamashkam. What level of achrayas does the malva have for this mashkam? What level of chiyuv shmira does he have? Obviously, to some extent, the malva is responsible for the mashkam. What happens if, for example, all of a sudden the lova comes back and says, "Where's my mashkam?" The malva says, "Guess what? I lost it." So Rabbi Akiva writes about Metzia and Dafei Aleph. No, that's sugya. Avad mashkam. Avad ma'osefam. But you lost it. You lost the mashkam. You know what the lova will say now to the malva? You just lost your right to collect. That's Rabbi Akiva writes. So you see so far that the malva does have some hischayvus regarding this mashkam. He has some responsibility of watch. But as you know, there are different gradations of shmirah. No? Different gradations of shmirah. What exactly is the chiyuv that the malva has regarding the mashkam? So Tosus reports at Rasha Minayin that, you know what, this is going to be a machlokes. He quotes Rashi and disagrees with Rashi. What is Shitas Rashi? The malva is chayiv ba'ad hamashkam, even ba'onsin. Even ba'onsin. Tosus says, cannot be. Avad mashkon, avad ma'osefa. The chiyuv is only keneged shomer sachar. Gneva vaveda, but not the chiyuv of makom onsin. This machlokas Rashi tells us is going to relate it to the earlier issue as well, as we'll have to discuss. And you know from the earlier shiurim, now, we've discussed many times, I told us about Vakamadaf Yir Aleph. If there's a chiyuv ba'onsin, that cannot be a chiyuv shmira. What were you supposed to do? You're supposed to prevent the hurricane, prevent the earthquake. If anyone is chayav ba'onsin, that can only be a function of kinyan. If it's yours and there's an earthquake, you lose. It wasn't your fault. You're right, it wasn't your fault. But if you are the Baal HaChefetz and your object is destroyed, you bear a loss. If you are a shomer and the object is destroyed, you have a chiyuv achrayis. Now I'll ask you, whose fault was it? Was it pshia? Was it gneva? Aveda? Ones? See, this is going to be related to the earlier issue, no? Well, if you assume that a bal chov konamashka means the chiyuv ba'onsin, then you're going to have to envision kinyanim. Bal chov konamashka, kinyanim. If you're going to tell me that really the bal chov is not fully konamashka, but rather it's a chiyuv shmira, for example, then one can reason it's a chiyuv shmira, which will result in gneva veda, but not a case of ones. Perhaps again this will be the shitase of what exactly do we mean by bal chov konamashkam? To what extent is it considered to be a kinyan? Here Tosus writes that there is a chiyuv, of course, but the chiyuv is only a chiyuv shmira, like a shomer sachar. It's an interesting issue here. Shomer Safar. Well, how does that work? A Shomer Safar gets paid for that which he is doing. Good? Am I getting paid? In this case, the Baal Chov Konam Ashkam, of course, they're not getting paid. But what's the answer? You're a Shomer Safar because of what? There's some benefit that you are receiving. Where did we have that? A benefit? A side benefit. Can call you a Shomer Safar. That's not so strange. We've had that cases, for example, of Prutad Rabbi Yosef is an extreme example, no? A Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Safar. Why? Because of Prutad Rabbi Yosef. The fact that if an Ani will come, I'm exempt from Tzedakah, That is considered to be a tangible benefit that I'm already chayiv in Geneva Baveda. That's interesting, Chiddush. So already are there two different types of Shomer Sachar? There's a Shomer Sachar who is paid for his Shmira, and there is a Shomer Sachar who attains some indirect, an ancillary benefit. What is that called? Hoel v'nehene. Hoel v'nehene mahane. Here, am I being paid? I should not be paid. But the fact that Baal Chov Kona Mashkon gives me a certain right. What's that right? Well, Tosha just said, I can use this Mashkon for the purpose of Kedushin. No? I can use this Mashkon for purposes of Kinyanim. Tosha says, Chiddush is that sufficient to label as a Shomer Safar. Let me ask you a question. Are these two halachas of Shomer Safar identical? The Shomer Safar who's a Shomer Safar Tepshuta, because he's paid for his service, is that identical to the individual who is Dino Kishomer Safar because Hol Venene? So take a look, right, at the Mishnah Malach, Vavad Hofasiris, Paragir Halacha Aleph, where a Mishnah suggests an interesting Chiddush that maybe there are differences between a classic Shomer Safar as opposed to the Shomer Safar of our Gemara, who becomes a Shomer Safar because you can't call it Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam means that I'm only putting out, I'm not receiving anything at all. Here you have somewhat of a mid-ground, that there's some ancillary benefit that I will receive if I'm a Shomer Aveda or Osig Mitzvah Potam Mitzvah. In this case, Baal Chov Kona Mashkon, I have certain rights. Is that enough to label it as an absolute Shomer Safar or not? And then we'll have to link all of this together. Now, how does this relate to our Tosfos and Ramban? Whether Mashkon can be used to create the Hischaivos? Right, so take a look at the Yonah Seven. I mean, you doubt it, right, that some of these issues are the Shitas thing. See how the Shitas line up in understanding his various views in the Mishnah. Okay, so we'll pick up.